The United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Claire Trevor. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. With it, we bring you this message. There is no simpler way to save than to save before you spend on an automatic basis. And there's no better way to save automatically than through the payroll savings plan, where you work, or the bond a month plan, where you bank. With either of these plans, you save in safe, sure, profitable United States savings bonds. Now our curtain rises with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra playing the lovely Cole Porter melody, All Through the Night. And now, friends, our special guest. She's been a favorite of yours and mine for many years, not only for her work in motion pictures, but also for her splendid work on radio. She is featured in a specially written sketch, Where Are the Bullets? We take you now to Hollywood for Miss Claire Trevor.
My name is Mary Hamilton. My husband, Don, and I live in a lonely cabin in the hills of northern Montana. Through our amateur radio station, we talk with friends all over the world. With one exception, we've never been able to contact our best friend, Harvey Butler. He lives in Sydney, Australia. One night, it was storming very badly. W12CT, calling VK10PCB, Sydney, Australia. W12CT, calling VK10PCB, Sydney, Australia. Come in, Harvey. Oh, I give up. No luck again. Don, why can't we pick him up?
Well, maybe it's the iron in these mountains, huh?
Well, we can get New Zealand, South Africa, but Sydney, Australia, no.
Well, when I get back from Denver, I'll rig a higher antenna. And don't forget, I'm staying with Charlie Middleton. He can talk to me every night. Mm-hmm. You know his call letters, WLRLX.
Yes, I'll call every ham in Denver so I can keep tab on my old man.
Hey, none of that. Come on, help me finish packing this suitcase, will you?
Yes, sure. Oh, give Charlie my best, darling, will you? You know I'm going to miss you.
I bet I miss you more. Oh, shut up, Rover. Look, try calling Charlie around midnight, huh? Mm-hmm. I'll be there in time to talk with you if this snowstorm doesn't ground all planes. What was that radio report?
Oh, weather's not too good. Oh, Don, there was also a prison break.
What?
Yes, a break at state prison.
That's where Vincent Stone is. Hey, I don't like it.
Oh, here's Clem for you now. Now, you run along, darling, and please don't worry.
Don't worry. Your testimony put that killer in prison. He said he'd get you if he ever got out. No, I'd better not go, huh?
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Now, listen.
There's one chance in a million. So go along now and have fun. But don't forget you're married. Hello?
Good evening, Mrs. Hamilton. Sorry to alarm you, but I just want to tell you there was a prison break and Vincent Stone is at large.
Oh, no.
We've got a posse out now and we're trying to...
Hello? Yes, Sergeant? Hello? Hello? Hello, Sergeant? Operator? Operator? Hello? Hello? It's dead. The phone's dead. You hear that, Rover? Something's wrong with that telephone line. I'd better take a look down the trail. Oh, brother. No wonder the phone's dead. What a blizzard. Now, you stay here, Rover, and keep watch, will you? I'm going upstairs to call Denver. W12CT calling W11RLX Denver. I've been calling you for the last half hour. W11RLX, 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 come in, please.
W11RLX. Hello, Mary. Hello, Mary. This is Don. I just got here. Are you all right? Answer.
Don, Vincent Stone did break out. The phone is dead. The line is down. It's blowing such a blizzard nobody can get here. Don, what will I do?
Mary, don't take any chances. Don't go downstairs. Do not go downstairs. Do you understand?
Yes, Don, I understand. I won't go downstairs. Don. Don Rover is barking at something. There's someone coming up the trail. Maybe it's Stone. I know it is. He's coming to kill me. What'll I do?
Mary, can you hear me? Barricade the door of the radio room. Barricade the door. Push the table against it, chairs, boxes, anything. Mary, get my revolver. Get the revolver in the pocket of my gray coat on the wall right by you. Revolver in gray coat, do you hear me?
Yes. Yes, in the gray coat. I just heard a window break. Don, he's in the house. Stand by while I bar the door. Keep talking to me. For God's sake, keep talking.
Mary, pile everything against that door. Keep him out until I can get help to you. Charlie is calling help on his 40-meter rig. Mary. Mary, are you there?
Yes, Don. Yes. I piled everything I could move in front of the door. Don! He's coming up the stairs.
Come on, open up. Open this door.
Don, I know his voice. It's Vincent Stone. He's trying to break in the door. I have the revolver, but it's empty. Where are the bullets? Where are the bullets?
The bullets are in.
I know you're in there. Open it up. Open up.
Don, I can't hear you. Where are the bullets? Oh, please, Don, he's breaking in. Increase your power. Do something, but get through and tell me. Where are the bullets?
Mary, the bullets. Cabinet.
Oh, please. Please, CQ. Somebody cut in and tell me what he said. What did he say?
Calling W12CT. The bullets are in red tin box, top drawer of filing cabinet. Good luck.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, whoever you are. Stay with me, please.
I told you I'd kill you now.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm never going to leave you alone again. We have to thank that quick-thinking ham for saving your life.
Yes.
Who was it?
Darling, you'll never believe this. Do you know who it was?
No.
It was Harvey Butler in Sydney, Australia.
Thanks, Claire Trevor, for a fine performance. But believe me, you had me a little worried there until you found those bullets.
Maybe you think I wasn't worried. I'm beginning to think a ham radio outfit's a pretty handy thing to have around the house.
Me too. In fact, I think I'll pick one up on the way home just for my own protection.
Good idea, Rod. But speaking of protection, let me tell you about something else you can buy that protects your future security.
I'm all ears, Miss Trevor. Go ahead.
Well, Rod, the product I have in mind is United States Savings Bonds. An investment in your own future. Savings bonds are safe, sure, and profitable. Pay back $4 for every $3 invested at the end of 10 short years. They provide an ideal way to save, to prepare for such future needs as a college education for the children, a home or a business of your own, or a fund for retirement.
Well, I'm already sold on your product, Miss Trevor. Just let me add that the best way to buy savings bonds is the automatic way, through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're your own boss, the bond a month plan, a free service of your bank.
Friends, let me suggest that you invest in your own and your country's future with United States Savings Bonds. There's no finer investment in the world.
For the past quarter hour, you've been listening to the transcribed feature program Guest Star, presented by this station for United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our special thanks go to Claire Trevor, noted star of screen and radio, for a fine performance, and to Louis Graff, who directed the play, and to the supporting cast, Gerald Moore, Stanley Farrar, and Rod O'Connor. Join us again next week, friends, when we'll have more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra and another well-known star. Meanwhile, here's a so long from John Conte with a reminder that the best way to save is the automatic way. Buy savings bonds through the automatic payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond a month plan where you bank.